Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being with me on this Wednesday, April 13th at high noon Eastern time, one day before the first round of the RBC Heritage at the Harbortown Golf Links in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. 3 days after the final round of the 80th Masters, certainly, as they're all memorable, this one will be memorable, and we will talk extensively about all of the storylines and the excitement that always seems to prevail one way or another at Augusta National. And, of course, as always, a very, very special and important strategy for your game. And, of course, I will have my picks as to who I think will win the RBC Heritage. But first, Augusta National strikes again. Jordan Spieth cruising along with those four incredible birdies to end the front nine, making the turn with a five-stroke lead. And raise your hand if you thought he was going to lose the tournament. Oh, no hands went up. Well, I didn't think so either. Thought that he was cruise, to be honest with you. One thing, though, he's never birdied number 11, and he's never birdied number 17. Now, you don't have to birdie those holes to win, but he has had extensive difficulty on both those holes going in. So you thought that's an issue, not a tragic issue necessarily. Starts out pushing his drive a little bit on number 10, ending up in the bunker on his second shot. That's a very difficult up and down. Then he pushes his drive again on number 11, unable to get up and down. So now he's got two bogeys in his lead because Danny Willett made a birdie. His lead is now two, but it's still in pretty good shape. Looking okay. And then the disaster that happened at number 12. I have been to Augusta National. I can tell you that it is the most deceiving hole perhaps I've ever seen anywhere. It really doesn't look anything but pretty benign. It is a thin green. You've got the bunkers in the back on the left-hand side and the bush, the shrubbery behind those bunkers and to the left of them. Then you've got like this narrow opening with the bunker in front. So, it's a short hole. It's only 155 yards. So you're thinking no big deal. Loft one into the middle of the green. And for some unknown reason, the diabolical winds that happen at Augusta National, the pressure of a final round, bingo, ball in the water. Then he takes his drop from the non-drop area. As Lee Trevino pointed out, the elevation is different and the look is different. And I can tell you right now, that didn't suit his eye no matter what he says, because it's a shot that you never see. Then he chunks it in the water, and he hits the third shot in the back bunker and gets a nice up and down for a quad. Now he's three strokes behind, regroups, birdies 13, couldn't birdie 14. As I mentioned last week, having been there, I think the 14th green, number one, a lot of people say is the hardest green on the golf course, and it's right up there. 17 is really impossible as well. But to me, 14, it's not a birdie hole in any way, shape, or form. And yet Danny Willett hit a shot to under 4 feet and makes the birdie. How about the three holes in one on number 16 on Sunday? Is that remarkable? And the last one with the carom from Louis Oosthuizen, caroming off of J.B. Holmes' ball. They almost both went in. J.B. had to replace his. Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. And it is about pin positions more at Augusta National than anywhere that they play on an annual basis. And, you know, it's funny because you can't go for pins. You just can't. And unless they allow you to, and there's a few pin positions that you can go for the pin, but not very many. Number 16 on Sunday, you could have flown right at it like Jordan did, or to the right and let the little mound carry the ball down, which is mostly what guys do. Jordan's going to get over it. Not even an issue in my mind. He will recover. It'll take a little while. He's not due to play, I guess, until somebody said he may not play until the players. We'll see if he plays one or more before then. Probably not. Maybe just one. Maybe not at all. Eddie Willett, we have to mention him, the brilliant 67. Wasn't it the English, the day of the English, all of the English had brilliant rounds for Justin Rose, Paul Casey, a couple of others, all under par on the final round. Fitzpatrick was at 67. Fabulous golf. Bernard Longer from my hometown here in Boca Raton, Florida, and has lived here for over 30 years, looking great, two off the lead, and then skied to a 79. Not much of a surprise there. Dustin Johnson, by far the best tee to green, missed a lot of putts. Don't know what to make of Dustin Johnson anymore. I really don't. He's got to learn how to make putts, and if he can't, the elusive major is not necessarily a given. You know, people say, oh, he's going to win one. Well, you still got to win it. You know, Jordan Spieth will tell you that. Yeah, I should have won this Masters. I didn't. I didn't win it. You've got to complete 72 holes, and you got to do it in style. And then I want to mention Ernie Els with that miserable 9 on the very first hole of his tournament. And then coming back and coming pretty close to making the cut. Ernie's the great champions of all time. He'll recover as well. By the way, he's in the field this week at the RBC. So that's a bit of a wrap. Bryson DeChambeau, that was expected. I thought he'd be a contender, and he was. He is probably as close to a can't-miss as we've seen in very, very long time. Even more so, I think, than when Jordan Spieth came out. Remember, Jordan failed to get his tour card when he came out on the tour. And got out, you know, had sponsors and pensions, took full advantage of all of those. Bryson DeChambeau will have his share of those as well. We'll see exactly how it rolls with him, with his incredible scientific, already signed contracts with companies. Of course, they were just lined up waiting to be signed until after Augusta. And he could be really, really good. I think that he's got the mindset. I think he's one of these kids that says what he thinks and thinks what he says. I like that. It's different. He's going to be brash. He's not going to back down. He's like all these other young kids. They just don't. They're not scared. Let's put it that way. He is going after it, and he gets his first professional start at the RBC Heritage. Don't know if golf course exactly will fit his eye. We'll see. It's a completely different situation than Augusta. Tight fairways. A lot of, like, trees that are really come into play. It's not long. It's a lot shorter than Augusta. It's over almost 500 yards shorter. I have played Harbortown Golf Links. It is, you've got to hit the ball straight. And you have to be able to maneuver it. It's one of my top five golf courses on the PGA Tour because of that. It is not a bomber's paradise. You can be long, but you better be straight. So we'll talk now a little bit about this event. 132 men will tee it up tomorrow, 14 of the major champions. And we mentioned Bryson DeChambeau getting his first professional start. I think the happiest man in the field, undoubtedly, is Jason Bone, having suffered that heart attack just 7 weeks ago at the Honda Classic, had a stent put in, said he feels great, very, very little damage to his heart. He's working out hard, watching his diet, doing just feeling really good. And he said he's just happy to be alive. No expectations of how he's going to perform, but really happy to be back at work, which is what it is. Playing golf on the PGA Tour is a job. And that's where he is, and he's performing his job. And I think he will be one of the crowd favorites, if you will, as he enters at 8:20 tomorrow morning, tee number 10, playing with Chad Campbell and Jamie Lovemark. So that's a group I'd be interested in. Here are some of the other groups. Kevin Kisner with Justin Thomas and Zach Johnson. This is a course that does have to fit Zach Johnson's eye. Not the longest guy, but able to maneuver the ball, and you've got to have some patience out there on this golf course. Many-time champion Davis Love is in the field with Matt Kuchar and Jason Duffner. That's another group I've got my eye on. Let's see. I've got my eye on a couple of others. Ian Poulter, who played pretty well on Sunday, another one of the Englishmen who did very well. Graham Dillette and Kevin Chappell, the UCLA product, is in the field. I mentioned Ernie Els. He'll be playing with Ben Crane and Danny Lee, who played pretty good. Three of the 4 days, Danny played really well, had one bad round, and that is what happens to you at Augusta. It's such a grinding golf course that the golfers take a collective, if you will, a collective deep breath as they enter to the beautiful Calabogie Sound. Graham McDowell with Billy Horschel and Webb Simpson. Vijay Singh, who missed the cut at Augusta, 2000 champion there, will be playing with, so you'll know, Vaughn Taylor. Jason Day is in the field with Brant Snedeker and Billy Haas. That's a pretty cool group. And here's another one. Robert Allenby's not playing well, but he's playing with Eric Compton, who knows something about heart problems. Two-time heart transplant recipient. And Matthew Fitzpatrick, the young rising star from England. And then again, Bryson DeChambeau in the last tee time on the first hole with Michael Kim and Kelly Mitchum. So back to reality for him. He has got one of the late tee times is what you get when you're a first timer on the PGA Tour. But good luck to everybody. I will have my picks momentarily. Now for my strategy. You can get out a piece of paper and a pen if you want, or re-listen to this. By the way, my email, I want to give you that first. Any subject you want to talk about, my email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. And I continue. This is something I talk about every week, my Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods prediction that neither one will ever win another PGA Tour or major event. Neither one. I, for the life of me, didn't understand how Phil Mickelson was so high on so many people's radar screen going into Augusta. He's pressing. He wants it too badly. And when you do that, combined with the fact that these young kids have no fear, they're not backing down, and the fields are so deep and rich, justified by the great champion Danny Willett, who I didn't talk much about. We can talk a little bit more about Danny. Danny Willett, great competitor, another one, goes from number 12 in the world to number 9. Congratulations to him, but I still don't understand how people thought Phil was going to be a contender. Life of me, can't get it. Think it through. He's almost 46. It doesn't happen. Now for my strategy. Under pressure, in the foxhole, how do we perform? That's the only time it really matters, your performance on the golf course. You can be good when nobody's around, but when it really matters, I've got five thoughts. Talk out loud. I want you to think about the dot and talk to yourself out loud. Remember, you're your own coach and player. You're both. You have two tasks that you perform. You're lucky. You have the system and the process, one thought golf. Think and talk out loud. Talk yourself through the shot. Stand a little bit closer to the golf ball. It helps. You don't want to reach for a golf ball when you're under pressure, and you want to have a little more leverage. That's point number two. Grip the club a little softer. We would tend to squeeze under pressure. Squeezing is bad. It doesn't allow the golf club to do the job it was intended to do. Think about that out loud. Think soft grip. Slow down. Walk a little slower. Breathe more. Make sure that you take deep breaths. Get the air in and out of your system and allow yourself to breathe and see straight. And by slowing things down, pretend you're in slow-mo. And last on this five-point little foxhole talk right now on the strategy, hit the golf ball first. Always make sure that the golf ball is struck before the ground. Okay, so that's my five-point strategy. Talk out loud. Stand closer to the ball. Do not squeeze the golf club. Grip it softly. Slow down. Pretend you're in slow motion. And make sure that you hit the golf ball first. Okay, now, to end the show, I will give you my three picks. Remember, I get three picks every week. I have not won a tournament this year. And about I've won one. Men, 14 major champions, Harbortown Golf Links, one of my top five golf courses that the PGA Tour plays every year. And here are my choices: Kuchar, Graham, Dillette, and Scott Brown. That's Kuchar, Dillette, and Scott Brown. Those are my three choices to win Harbortown, the RBC Heritage, to be conducted starting tomorrow on the PGA Tour. Thank you so much for being with me on this post-Masters and preview show of the RBC. It's my pleasure. Remember, it's Bob at BobGeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Any emails, give me 24 hours. I get back to everybody. Great having you on board today. So for my host, which is Blog Talk Radio, this is Bob Geismar, One Thought Golf, saying thank you so much for being with me. So long for now.